Live from ATIA, this is Michael Loff, and I'm honored to be standing beside the infamous Larry Skudkon from the American Printing House for the Blind and Blind Cool Tech, something most of us use. Thanks for joining us, Larry.
Thank you.
I love your podcast with the dog and listening to the different sound recorders and just a lot of cool stuff that you have done yourself and made available from others.
Yeah, love doing it. It's a barrel of fun every day. We've actually got some pretty exciting new products coming out. One of them is a, it's called Refresha Braille 18. I'll put it in your hands there if you want to see it.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, sweet. 18 cells.
Yeah, and it's actually a Braille display and a Braille keyboard built into one. And it's Bluetooth or USB, but primarily, you know, this thing can be used with JAWS or Window Eyes, but also with your cell phone, and we specifically designed it to go with the Braille Plus mobile manager and the icon, of course, and you can see that it's pretty much the same size.
I was trying
and shape.
To get the power up. Is it the...
There's a button in the front there.
Front left, right?
Right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. The middle one. I will hit that. Okay. Very good. There we go. Nice.
Yeah, so Baum builds that for us.
Help if I turn it the right way.
You can actually reverse it.
Oh, okay.
You can flip it around.
So it loads and says refreshable Braille or refresh.
Refresha Braille
18. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so we just come out with that, and it's really inexpensive. It's only $1,695.
Nice. Now, that work with cell phones? What kind of drivers?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is that USB driven?
Bluetooth
wireless. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were just talking about your netbook here. This would be a great accessory for that kind of, you know, if you do have Bluetooth built into it especially.
It'd be great because for remembering the people's names as I start to interview them here.
Right. Yeah, I am amazed at how useful. I mean, those of us that have had Braille displays know how nice it is to, you know, be able to do that while you're talking or in a meeting or whatever. But we've also come out with a couple other things that are really new. One is the docking station for the Braille Plus, which if you're familiar with the Braille Plus, it's, you know, about the size of this device I just handed you, and it's really a whole computer running Linux, but we've written our own custom interface to all the software on it. So you've got some really neat things like Twitter support, a custom Twitter application, internet radio tuner, some new things we've added.
And Shoutcast version. With thousands of stations?
Thousands, yep. It's using Shoutcast as its server, exactly. So are you guys broadcasting on Shoutcast?
Yes, we are. Well, so then, people can find, how would they find SamNet Radio? Do they just search for it? Or?
Well, you could do that. Probably be the easiest way. But if you know what genre it's in, which would probably be talk, I would imagine.
Well, we call it rock because it's music of the last 40 years.
Okay.
And we will do more talk, and I will cross. Of course, you can link in as many as you like.
Yeah. So, So the. And it's kind of cool, it's really cool because especially combined with the refreshable Braille display, that and the whole music player itself, you know, it automatically puts up the station name and what's playing on the station right on the Braille display.
Can users get that now or is that forthcoming?
That'll be available next week, actually.
Awesome.
And it's a free update if you've had your device for less than a year, and then we've got, you know, the $75 software maintenance agreement. Yearly thing to get all the updates. And one of the other new things with the 2.0 software is, as you probably know, Bookshare.org has changed everything.
So right, they went to the standard Windows zip decompression instead of the...
That, plus they've got a web, an official web application programming interface, API. So instead of us having to do it the... you know, the non-official way, everything's official, so it should never break again. And it gives you some nice new things, like the ability to see the name of the author as you're looking at the new books and things like that. So, very excited about that. And we've got pages and pages of new features and new things that it'll do. So, it really rocks. And one of the coolest things that it does with the support for the refreshable Braille displays is you can put Braille Plus into a KeyLearn mode now and walk up to it with your display, you know, have it connect to your display and press the keys on your refreshable Braille display and discover what they are. So like if you want to, you know, if you get one that's new to you and you don't know what all the buttons are, you can press it, it'll say advance bar, cursor routing button 14. So it's really, I think we're the only guys that do that now.
Very nice.
But as far as the rest of the show goes, I'm not for sure, but I think attendance might be down just a little. I hadn't heard any official numbers. There's certainly some exciting products out here, though. The Plexstor Pocket DTB reader is actually in this hall you're in here now. So have you had a chance to see that yet?
I've not seen the device. I think that's going for about $359, and we'll have the NLS support eventually. So.
Yep, that's what they say. Very soon, I suspect. And so that's a pretty cool device. And
Do you have NLS support on the Braille Plus?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Audible?
Yes.
So you got all the readers taken care of, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, the Braille Plus is supposed to be everything in one. I mean, that was its whole concept, and I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that. There's a nice podcast client in there, so you can subscribe to your podcasts.
Like sarotalk.com/feed, and they'll just come down.
Thank
or Blind
you. You know
cool
what?
Tech.
We'll add that as one of
oh,
the defaults.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Because we
awesome.
Do put Blind Cool Tech in there as a default, so you don't have to know about it before you get one. You know?
Well, there you go. We're going to feed it to you, folks.
Sarotech.com/feed.
Sarotalk, sarotalk.com/feed. Yep.
All right. We'll yeah, we can do that.
Awesome.
And it's pretty cool, too, because when you... when you're looking through your list of new podcasts and you go to play it, the device remembers where you were in each one. So anytime you open a new audio file, you just go back right to where you were. It's really easy to get back to the beginning if that's not where you wanted to be. So, yeah, it's very good stuff.
Any other products you want to mention?
Let's see. Well, APH, as you know, makes thousands of products.
Right. So anything new or...
That's the main new technology things. We've got, you know, if you're an educator, you definitely need to come by because APH is education for the blind. And
I've been playing with your studio recorder.
Absolutely.
Nice little application.
I think it's one of the best.
Built-in audio scrubbing. I don't know on the musical editing side, but for someone else like myself doing talk shows, this... looking
yeah,
very interesting. Playing with the demo here, and it's looking really nice.
Have you checked out the fade controls and the mixing? Those were just added here about a year ago or so.
I haven't
really
played with
nice.
That part of it yet. Normally, just my interviews, I snip out the places where I stutter. Or
well,
but
now,
I will play with that.
Yeah, now you can.
We can raise the volume.
Yep. Yep, you can do that. Normalize it. Very, very nice piece of software. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but that thing is... bar none, commercial products included, nothing is faster. I mean, any kind of editing you do, no matter how big the file is, instantaneous.
And it's cool because what it does, and I don't know, it's maybe a little geeky for some, but if you load an MP3, it actually loads it as a wave, which means it's going to ensure that you do good edits.
Yeah.
And then when you're done, you do file FE or whatever and save it as an MP3.
Yep.
And it works very, very nice.
Yep, and you know, you can, if you just want to listen to the MP3, you can set it so that it...
Oh, and I love to juice, like the tempo or the pitch of songs, and I can do that with this program. This is just right up my alley. So if you're looking for a good audio recorder and player, definitely take a look at Studio Recorder. It's not cheap. It's a professional product, but I mean, if you're serious about audio editing and manipulation, it's an awesome tool.
In fact, if you've listened to any of the new digital talking books recorded at APH, they're all using Studio Recorder as their software to do the recording and editing there.
The other cool thing is that audible tone. It lets me know my modulation's too hot. That is sweet.
That's sweet. And you can check your peak levels. And in fact, I don't know if you've discovered this or not yet, but as you're recording, you can just press S and get your peak meters.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
Left and right, or one if you're just doing mono. But you can get a download, a demo of Studio Recorder at aph.org/tech, T-E-C-H.
And the documentation is great, too. Everything is very detailed. Did you write that?
I sure did.
Well, you did an excellent job.
Yeah, I love writing the manuals for them. That's how you shake a program out, is write the manual for it. You know what?
Yeah, you got to just kind of have the app there and and go through the motions and, you know, document it. It's a really good job.
Well, good. Glad you like it.
Well, any final comments?
Just if you don't happen to be at ATIA this year, you're missing a great show. The weather's been good. The presentations, there's lots of always excellent presentations. I just gave one yesterday. I'll be podcasting as soon as I get back home. And Keith Creasy, who's the author of Book Wizard, reader and producer, is doing a presentation this afternoon about creating Daisy books in from multiple different ways. So if you are here, check that out. And if you're not, we'll try to get that up as a podcast, either on Blind Cool Tech or on the APH Training and Information podcast.
Very good. Why don't you give the contact information, of course, aph.org, but give a phone or email address if someone has some questions.
Let's see. My email, well, probably technology at aph.org would be the best way to get questions in an easy way.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. What's our 800-223-18... What is it? Oh, man. 1839?
39, that's your address, right?
That's
1839?
The same phone number.
Okay,
yeah,
very
okay.
good. Larry, I want to thank you a lot for coming by.
Well, thank you. I sure enjoyed it.
Nice Braille display, folks. If you're in the market looking for something portable, nice little 18-cell unit there.
It'll be available 1st of March.
Very good. All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.